This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Game of golf was the way to seal a business deal. Then came bicycling as a way to business professionals for them to bond. But let's not forget squash. Small room, hardball, lots of sweat. This week, New York is hosting the Professional Squash Association Tournament of Champions. Squash players are here, but so are business leaders. And as Jimmy Jenkins reports, hubs of global commerce, including Dubai, see the sport as economic development.
Inside a giant glass cube in the Vanderbilt Hall of Grand Central Station, two world-ranked squash players are running, swatting, lunging, and turning on a dime as fans and travelers look on. Behind the scenes in the VIP room, sponsors are sharing drinks and talking business. Ziad Alturki is the chairman of the Professional Squash Association and a self-described squash junkie.
You know, we all laugh about it, that we're not squash players, we're squash users.
The New York tournament, sponsored by J.P. Morgan, is one of a series held around the world in iconic settings. Alturki calls the setup a tournament in a box.
It's probably one of the advantages it has over any sport because it's a cube and you can just drop it anywhere you want.
The PSA hosts tournaments in extravagant locations like the pyramids in Cairo and the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. Sir Hugh Robertson is with Falcon, which represents Dubai's business interests.
One of the reasons that this tournament is so attractive to Dubai as the Middle East's financial center is the ability to form a much closer alliance with New York, which clearly operates as the primary financial hub here in the United States.
Dubai has sponsored squash tournaments in the past, and he says the ongoing relationship gives Dubai access, not just to the major financial institutions, but also to young talent in prestigious U.S. schools, where squash is a traditionally popular sport.
The links that it gives Dubai to universities such as Yale, such as Harvard, the traditional Ivy League colleges.
Chairman Alturki says despite all of the grand production, there are scores of cameras, projection screens, LED displays, and music. The intimate nature of the game allows sponsors unprecedented access to a niche clientele.
We've got a few hundred captive audience that are exactly your target customers. You can, at the end, you can reach out to them, you can touch them, and you can introduce them to the product.
Be that an investment bank, a new car, or a new place to do business on the other side of the world. In New York, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.